Welcome to Girl Talk Logic. I'm Elizabeth Vargas.
Peggy Tanos in the house.
Peggy Tanos in the house. We have an OG, OC, RHOC.
Absolutely.
You are phenomenal.
Oh, you're phenomenal. I'm so happy to be here. We've been talking about this for a while, and it just couldn't happen because then I ended up moving twice in under a year.
Yeah, you've been moving a lot. You don't live here anymore. You live in Florida. Why?
What happened? You know, it's crazy because I think I was the only original girl on RHOC that was born and raised in Orange County.
Yeah, you're an Orange County girl. Now you're
Orange County girl. And we, bottom line, we couldn't handle Gavin Newsom anymore. And we're like, we got to get the hell out of here. And so we decided to go to Texas because I have a lot of friends that moved there. And just wasn't our jam. We were in Dallas. It was beautiful and cool city. I hung out with some of the housewives there and the RHOD girls, but it just wasn't, it wasn't our vibe. My husband hated it. He was like, I need the ocean. I need water. I need normal freeways to be able to drive my cars. Like,
but once you're a California ocean person, how do you go to desert and dry land and
exactly
really a dry atmosphere?
And Texas, I think that was the problem. Yeah. I mean, listen, we were in a 7,000 square foot house completely gated on 3 acres. Wow. So I loved where I lived. I loved my house. I made some great girlfriends. I did some TV
which,
stuff there.
Real Housewives of Dallas? Who did you hang out with there?
I kind of hung out with a bunch of them. But the interesting thing is the girls on that show, they don't like each other. So there's like one group that they kind of like each other, like the three or four of them hang out. But then there's like another group where it's just the two of them hang out and the groups don't like each other. So it's like I'd hang out with one and then they'd get mad. The other group would get mad. And so I was like,
whatever. Isn't that housewife MO?
It's so stupid.
You get mad. It's like
it's so stupid.
Clicks. Don't you feel like
I get
back
along
in high
with everybody?
School?
Like, come on, just get over it.
So now you're in Florida, and I'm assuming
Florida.
You met the housewives in Miami.
So I knew Marisol from years ago. She was in California, and I was with Gretchen, and Marisol met us. And so I met Marisol a long time ago. But I'm not in Miami. I'm more in Fort Lauderdale area, like just north of there. It's like Lighthouse Point on the water. Beautiful. So I haven't really reached out to the girls because it's like, I don't really know them. I'm not one of those girls that's like, oh, I'm going to go contact all of them.
On purpose so that you can get back on the show.
No, and I don't have a desire. Like people are like, we wanted you to get on Miami. No, I'm not going to drive to Miami.
That would be kind of nice for you to get on the Miami Housewives. You'd be great.
I don't know. I mean, if we moved down there, but I think we're going to go further north and go to Palm Beach. So.
So, Peggy, I have you finally in California. You were here for only 3 days. I was at a Too Short concert in Aspen. I flew back last night. It was a celebration of life.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
No, it's sorry for him. I mean, his brother had an unfortunate situation happen in Oakland. And we, you know, I was very lucky to be able to celebrate with him. And he did a show in Aspen, so it was really cool. And we had a little private dinner. And I was bound and determined to get back in here to get you on the show, so I can't thank you enough for coming in
today. I appreciate
you on Friday
doing it for, you know, while I was here, because I know I had a very short window, so thank you.
So I follow you, and I don't know all the housewives really well, but I love having housewives on my show, and you're known as the anti-aging beauty lifestyle creator. What exactly does that mean?
I am. Well, it was funny because while I was on RHOC, they would say you're the glam girl meets the granola girl, because
You're earthy, but you love your Botox.
Yes. I'm like, fake boobs. Got the boobs redone on the show.
Oh, you did? So, I didn't see that. Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Anton here in Newport.
Oh, yeah. I love him.
Yeah, okay. I love Dr. Anton. So he had done my boobs on the show. And yes, I do Botox, which I might consider quitting. I'm trying to quit. I haven't done it in over 4 months now. So I'm thinking about quitting it because I'm just reading so much research on, you know, it's botulism. And we just don't know really where it's going to go eventually and what it's doing. So I'm trying to find some other things I can do. But
hang upside down like a bat maybe?
No, you could try that.
You're like, but, poop.
No, there's, you know, peptides. I mean, exosomes. There's so many other things that people are doing now.
What about stem cell stuff?
Stem cells, which I've
done. Have you tried that? Yeah. Do you know anything about that?
It's amazing. I did, well,
Wait, why is it amazing? First off, everyone says that, but no one explains why.
So, well, from my experience, and you have to get the right kind of stem cells. And ideally, you want somebody that's non-vaxxed, non-COVID vaxxed.
Okay.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. We are freedom of speech on this podcast.
So,
this show.
And you want to get it from a woman, a pregnant woman, and get it from there. It's the umbilical cord or the fluid or something. So that's the ones I had. That's where it was from. And it was.
Well, you've had some in your, where? Like,
so
how does it work? Can you explain this? I do not know how it works.
Well, I shouldn't be explaining it because I don't know enough about it.
But as far as you're a patient, so I just am curious from your, obviously you're not a doctor. You're not certified,
I'm not a doctor.
You can tell tell me your experience so that I understand it. Because I don't, everyone's like, oh yeah, I'm doing stem cell. I'm like, what does that mean? Do they shoot it in your butt? What are they? What are,
they can just shoot like it anywhere. They can do it in IV. Now there's a lot of companies that are learning ways of putting it into serums and into.
What is a stem cell though? What does it do?
So it, in your body, you have stem cells, but as you age, they start to diminish like anything, like our collagen does, like, you know, our melatonin does, like everything. So with what you're doing is if when you're getting other people's stem cells, you're getting a young, you know, like a 25-year-old mom that's pregnant and she's giving birth and she, the umbilical cord of the baby holds amazing stem cells. And so they extract those and do whatever they do. And then
it sounds very Illuminati.
It, you know, it probably is, but where I really started learning about it is Anthony Robbins. You know, he had all these joint issues. He had like, he was barely walking at one point and okay. he started doing stem cell injections in his, in his areas of, you know, like I have bad knees. And so I did some injections in my knees.
Okay, so I heard this, it helps replenish the tissue.
The joints and the tissues and all that. So for that, it's amazing. And then I did a CO2 laser probably 2 years ago, like right before I moved. And I had the raw stem cells put on my raw face right after I did the CO2 laser.
Oh, wow.
And what it did.
Bloody?
Well, my face, it wasn't bloody. There's a little bit of blood. But what's amazing is that same day, the doctor had like two other ladies in there after me that also did the CO2. And so we wanted to test it and say, okay, I'm doing the live stem cells on my face. They brought them over in a freezer, like, you know, because they have to be frozen. They can only sit out for 15 minutes. They put them on. So she put it all over my face. And my recovery compared to those ladies' recovery was incredible. So
why
I literally,
that?
Because the stem cells, they literally were like healing my skin. And so, so a CO2 is really like, it's pretty gnarly.
Okay, and I've never had it.
You're swollen. Your face is raw. It's basically resurfacing your whole face.
Oh, wow. Okay, and that's pretty hardcore.
It's hardcore. And it's a lot of downtime.
Isn't when they take off certain layers?
It like can go down layer? A couple layers. Yeah.
Oh, a couple layers.
So,
okay.
I don't know that I'd do it again because the downtime.
Well, you
is
look
like,
great. I mean,
well,
did
you.
Something.
Well, I feel
or
like
you just,
I need
maybe
to do
you
it
just
again.
Naturally look like this. Maybe you're born
well,
like
I
this.
I am blessed with good genes.
You are blessed with good genes.
And I take super good care of myself.
Yeah.
Like, everything's organic. I, you know, work out all the time. I do, you know.
Yeah. You're okay. So you're a health nut.
Health nut.
You're a naturopathic sort of
yep.
Botox lover. But yeah. now you're not, maybe
glam
not
girl
a Botox.
Meets granola girl.
Glam meets granola girl. And I, no, that's fabulous. You know, I always look at everybody on the Housewives and the franchise itself really promotes plastic surgery. It promotes like,
oh yeah.
But it also promotes wellness in my opinion because a lot of the women look so good. They're healthy. They go to the gym.
Absolutely.
But they also get, you know, the dermatology. They get the Botox. They get the hair. You know, we have the.
I don't have extensions.
That's all your hair.
All me. Yeah.
What nationality are you?
I just learned I'm Russian, so I didn't even know that. So I'm like,
she's Russian, ladies and gentlemen. It's okay.
Well, I'm
you heard it here first.
I'm a bunch of things. I'm like, I'm a Heinz 57.
Okay.
But I knew I was Danish. My grandmother on my mom's side, she was Danish, like
okay.
white hair, beautiful.
Yeah.
I get the bone structure from her. She had the bright blue eyes. I got screwed on that. But I have like the Irish green hazel eyes. But I have Irish, I have Danish, I have Polish, and now I found out I have Russian. So I kind of have like this whole, I'm German. So I have like this whole European, Northern European thing.
So you have a great personality. You're obviously very flamboyant. You are a model in many other circumstances, other places for other people. You've been on television. You host shows. You're here to host. What were you working on? Something?
Well, I was just doing some stuff with the Oscars yesterday.
Oscars, yeah.
And we did some gifting lounges and things. I was with Jacqueline Lurita from Jersey Housewives and Lynn Curtin, which was really OGOC.
Yeah.
So Lynn Curtin.
Well,
I love Lynn.
How
oh, Lynn's
she?
One of my best friends. I love Lynn.
Oh, man. I
so
actually,
Lynn was on before me. We didn't unfortunately ever get to film together, but she literally is the nicest person.
She looks like the nicest person.
You need to have her on because she's
how
so
did she
amazing.
Even get, okay, let's back up. I want to know, how did you get on RHOC? What did they approach you? I want to know this whole story because I don't know it. You haven't been on for a while, but you've made some appearances and they're bringing everybody back.
Yes.
So
Gretchen's coming back this
they
year.
They might be bringing you back at some point. So I want
to
know.
Well, I don't live here, so no, they won't.
Well, you never know. You might come back. You never know.
I'm kind of over it.
Call in, let us know if you want her back. We think we want Peggy back. But how did you get on Housewives at the beginning? Did they contact you?
So it's kind of a funny story because, so I've been in the business my whole life. I got my first agent at 10 years old and I've been doing acting and commercials and all that my whole life. Fast forward, I meet my husband, we get married, have two kids, two daughters, they're teens now. Not fun. No, they're actually really good girls. I'm very blessed. But I was filming a commercial for Botox, which is so crazy, for Allergan.
Okay.
So I'm at the Ritz-Carlton in Laguna Niguel filming this commercial for Allergan and getting my makeup done. And the guy, one of the producers, hears me talking to the makeup artist, you know, how I just got, I don't know if I had just gotten engaged or just got married. And they were like, oh my God, we're working on this TV show. It's a reality show. And I was like, oh God.
It was 2006, wasn't it?
Well, no. So this was back, they were going into their second season. So that was when they first approached me.
Oh, wow.
Then fast forward to 2006 and they approached me again. So this guy was talking to me about it, but I never tried out back in the second season. This year I was just like kind of picking my brain. Like,
right.
Oh, do you think you'd be interested in something like this? And I was like, I don't think so. I do real TV. I'm a SAG actress. Like,
yeah, you know, want to get paid. Yeah.
Back then, this was like reality, you know, the reality was like not even heard of. It was like looked down upon, which now it's taken over. So I was just like, no. And then he's like, oh, and where do you live? And I'm like, I'm in Newport area. And he's like, oh, no. Everyone's in Coto de Caza, because at the original show, everybody was in Coto de Caza. So that was that. So then fast forward, I have two kids, you know, and then all of a sudden, so I'm hanging out with Alexis Bellino because we were in this mom's group. And so we became
friends. That was in 2006.
This was like, well, this was probably 2005 when she was on.
Okay.
So she gets on and she's like, I think you should come on the show. And I was like, oh, I don't think so. Like, you know, I met the producer back when like second season or whatever. And she's like, no, I think you should come. Like you've already been in the business. You know how to, you know how it works, whatever. And I really wasn't into it. But then I went, you know,
because you're a SAG actress, which is completely different.
Like, I don't even want to say I'm an actress. I do more commercials and a lot of like videos and like, you know, industrial things like non-union stuff. So I joined SAG Financial Corps so I can do both union and non-union.
Got it.
I was smart like that. So I don't want to say I'm an actress because then I'm going to get all these haters going, you're not an actress. I know I'm not.
You heard it here again. She's not an actress. She's not claiming to be an actress, but she is SAG certified.
Yes. So then we filmed a couple things with Jim and Alexis and we went to like the final barbecue, they call it, or whatever, like the last party or whatever. And I was like, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
And so then she's like, listen, I really think you should come on. And so we ended up talking about it for like, I don't know, 30 minutes to an hour. She's like, look, you know, we could even plan stuff together. We could, you know, cause drama together if we want, like do whatever.
Yeah.
And I go, let me think about it. I'll talk to Micah and, you know, I'll just kind of see. And my kids were so little. So I said, Alexis is trying to get me on. And then the kicker of it is she tells me they're casting. Do you want to get on? So then when I say yes, she goes, oh, I'm sorry. I guess they found somebody or something. They're not really casting.
Okay. So
then I get a phone call a week later from a different person saying, hey, they're casting. You should go. And it was really funny because then I like texted her or called her and was like, why did you lie to me? Like, they are still casting. Why did you not want me on there?
Right. So. Oh, because they knew that she knew you were going to get it. And she probably was trying to friend somebody else that was on the show because that's how they do it.
Yeah.
You create your friendship groups and then you ostracize other people.
Yeah. So anyways, I talked to Micah. I had gone through postpartum depression.
Oh.
So I was in like a, you know, not a great place. And I was like, you know what? This might get me out of my funk. And so Micah, my husband, he actually is the one that kind of not pushed me, but was like more
do
encouraging.
Do something for you. Like,
yeah, totally. Yeah. He was like, you know what, babe, you've had a rough time with the postpartum and you've been in the business your whole life. And then you quit everything to be a full-time mom. And I really struggled with that because I'm an Aries. I'm like, I need to have shit going. Like, I can't just take care of kids. I'm sorry.
Type A.
I was like,
don't worry, children. She still loves you, but
I love you. But I didn't want that to be like the only thing I was.
Yeah.
And so
that didn't define you, just children and a mom.
Yeah.
Orange County Housewives is based on
that's
moms.
What it was supposed to be.
Yes. Yeah.
And now it's like nothing
that.
Like that. But no, I just, and it's nothing against moms that are doing that because I did want that. I thought I wanted to be a full-time mom and just not do anything and just take care of my kids. But once I was doing it, and probably the depression was, you know, a factor of that.
So it did
not.
Say in your history that you have a history of the depression. Is that just because of the show? Because it said you got off of it because of this, it triggered depression for you.
It was the anxiety. It
okay,
was more like anxiety came. But I didn't, I was pretty much over the postpartum depression once I was on the show.
Postpartum depression last a long time? Can you explain that a little
bit? It does. And that's what's crazy is women don't understand and they don't realize that. And it's, so I started probably getting it while I was still pregnant with my oldest one, London. I was 7.5 months pregnant. I fell down and I have a bad knee from, I was a crazy skier. And I had never done the surgery on it. So here I am, 7.5 months pregnant, getting out of our Hummer, fall out and have to go to the hospital. They're like, you tore your meniscus now.
Ugh.
You have to have surgery, but you're 7.5 months pregnant. We have to wait until you have the baby.
So now you're in pain.
I think the depression kicked in.
Okay.
The postpartum, it wasn't really postpartum yet because I had another baby.
Prepartum.
But I think prepartum, like yeah. I got a little depressed and then had the baby and then that's when it started kicking in. But I didn't know. And that's what's, I'm on a in a documentary that Brooke Shields is the narrator and she was one of the producers.
Called?
It's called When the Bow Breaks.
When the Bow Breaks?
Yes. Okay. And it's When the Bow Breaks, Bow, B-O-U-G-H.
Okay.
Breaksfilm.com.
Really?
And okay. at When the Bow Breaks on Instagram.
And what is
and
it
we
focus
just,
on?
We just released it for download, which is great. So, and they filmed me on Housewives filming the documentary.
And can you explain what it...
So it's all about women that go through postpartum depression.
Yeah.
So
it's a real thing. Like it's a lot real. Of men are like, no, they're just depressed because they're fat and they got fat. And
no, I wasn't fat. I only gained like 28 pounds.
I think it has to be a real thing. Like these
it's real.
People that try and say it's not real. And then these women go off and go psycho and postal on their children. It is real. There's no way that a normal mom would do that unless she was going through a chemical imbalance because of it. Right.
It's chemical hormone imbalance. And then I think for me also, I had to get my knee surgery literally a month and a half after I had my daughter. So here I'm a brand new mom with a brand new newborn, never a mom before, don't know what I'm doing. And then I have to go into knee surgery.
Ugh.
So, and then I'm laying on the couch with this like ice machine and trying to like breastfeed a baby. And it was a nightmare. So,
and
the thing is you don't, I didn't know I had it. And that's the problem is a lot of women don't know.
How do you know? What are the signs? Did anyone tell you you might have it?
Well, my husband and his mom actually did an intervention with me because I'm like a super like just easygoing, free spirit, like hyper fun.
Yeah, just
like,
kind of
just
know.
A fun girl. And I'm always positive and always happy. And all of a sudden I have my daughter, London. And I was never, thank God, I was never like mad at her. It was never about her, which a lot of moms, that is the case. With me, it was more about me. I was like, I'm not good enough. I don't deserve this child. I don't know what to do with her.
Oh, this is sad.
It was so I was more about like me. And then there were like bad days where I like, you know, like I literally considered like suicide. Like I was like, sorry, I'm getting like choked up now. But I literally
I
was
happens,
like, I don't know.
Thoughts.
Yeah, like I don't know if I should even be here because I don't know if I'm supposed to be doing this. So my mother-in-law and Micah, they sat me down and they're like, listen, we think you have postpartum depression. And I was like, what's that? You know, yeah. I had no clue. And, you know, poor Micah, like he was just so, he's such a good dad and he was so hands on. And, you know, he would send me, I'd be like, I don't have enough time. And I had I don't like to say nanny because she didn't live with us, but I had a lady that would come in twice a week so I could go do my shopping and go, you know,
feel normal, whatever normal is.
Meet my girls for lunch, you know, my girlfriends, like go get groceries, that kind of stuff. And that wasn't enough. And he would do anything. He was like, one day he like had a limo pick me up, took me to Spa Gregory's for the whole day.
Oh,
like
he was just trying
massage,
to help you get
facial.
Over that hump.
Yeah. Like, and it's like, it still wasn't, you know, good enough. And then I come home from the spa after 10 hours there. And I'm like, I just need a break. He's like, oh my God, you were just at Spa Gregory's for like 10 hours. Like, what are you talking about? So anyways, that's
real.
It's real. And that's when his mom, you know, she was like, listen, I think we should sit her down. You know, in a very just calm atmosphere. We don't want to like piss her off. Mm-hmm. We don't want her to get defensive. We just want her to understand that she's not the Peggy that we know.
Wow.
And so they did.
That's hard.
And it was hard. But it was really good they did it. And I was, and then, you know,
What do you mean they did? They just told you?
Like that they told me.
There was a diagnosis, not just, you're crazy, Peggy. Sorry, you're depressed.
Well,
it's an actual diagnosis from chemical imbalance, right?
It's yeah. So they sat me down and they told me like, you're not the Peggy we know. We think you should go talk to, you know, your OBGYN and tell her what you're experiencing. And it's not like a test that they may have stuff like that now, but when I, you know, this was 17 years ago, so I didn't, they didn't have a test at that point. I don't know if they do now, but it was basically just talking to my doctor saying, this is what I'm feeling. This is, you know, and then they're like, yeah, you definitely have postpartum. But the problem is, and what needs to change is, and I hope it has changed. I haven't really looked into it too much, but they need to get more into it from the minute a woman has a baby, like at the hospital.
So start before they are diagnosed with it, but start educating them on the signs so that they don't just get it and then go postal and then no one knows what happened and the family suffers and she's suffering when you could just nip it at the butt right in the beginning and say you might be getting this when you have a baby.
Absolutely.
Please look at the signs. If this starts happening and educate the family as well as you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I was so thankful to Bravo that they wanted to film me filming the documentary because it opened up so much for women to contact me. And I still, every day, because, you know, they play their, too bad we're not getting residuals. They pay their reruns all the time.
I know. Why don't we get residuals, by the way?
Well, if Bethany has her way.
Oh my God. Bethany Franco, come on.
Then we'll get residuals.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so I get, I mean, even like yesterday I had a lady reach out, like, I saw your story and I've been feeling depressed and like, can you help me? And so I'm thankful that, you know, if anything came out of Housewives, it was like, it was
healing
a blessing
process.
That it's healing other women because of my experience. And a lot of women, they're like, I'm going to show your story to my husband because he thought I was going crazy, or he thought I was just being a bitch and he wanted to like divorce me. And he didn't understand that it was actually my chemical balance in my body that was off.
So now that you've been diagnosed, what did they do then?
Well, I mean, because I'm a holistic girl, like Big Pharma, I'm not a fan of Big Pharma, so they just want to put you on a prescription.
Okay.
Here, take an antidepressant.
Oh, so they tried to do that with you?
Yeah, and I wouldn't do it. So my mother-in-law was a naturopathic doctor at the time. She was a homeopathist and did all that. So we got on, she got me on a bunch of supplements.
St. John's Wort and things like
St.
that.
St. John's Wort's great. They actually sell one at, I don't know if they still have it, but at the time they sold one at Mother's Market. It was called Happy Camper.
Full disclaimer, we are not selling these products.
I'm not
recommend any of
we're
this.
We're not selling them. I'm not a doctor. I'm not recommending.
I'm just sharing what worked for her.
Exactly, what worked for me. But what worked for me the best, and once again, I'm not telling you to, you know, ask your doctor or whatever, but it was called 5-HTP.
Oh, you've heard of it. Okay.
So I took that and I think I got it.
5-HTP?
5-HTP.
What does a TP stand for? Do you know? Do you remember?
I don't even know.
Okay. No, it's fine.
To me, it was the happy tonic or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Happy to Peggy. I don't know.
Totally Peggy.
Happy totally Peggy. So
how long did it last after you started taking these supplements that you were
feeling normal?
Or have you always felt it again, or has it gone away?
No, it's gone away, but and you know, but I definitely, you know, and I think my grandmother on my dad's side, when I was going through it, I was talking to my dad about it, and he's like, well, you know, your grandmother had some depression, and so it's in the
maybe
family.
You didn't have it and then it spurted it, or you know, like I had a traumatic event when my father passed away. I got tinnitus. Never went away. I still have major ringing in my ear.
Wow.
I never was raised with it, never had it, and then one day I woke up and I had severe ringing. I kept going like this, and now I have to live with it, like even right now, but I don't let it define me. I move forward. And sometimes I'm like trying to listen harder just because I have this ringing. And I think maybe my mom said, no, Elizabeth, you've already had it. Your whole family, it's hereditary. It just didn't come out until you had a traumatic event. And I was like, oh, wow. Or at least that particular event. So maybe you always had a little bit of it from your family history.
Possibly.
And then that just like spawned it or something like that.
Possibly, yeah.
It's called spawn.
Yeah.
It spermed it.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
It birthed it.
I don't know.
But yeah. But for, you know, the thing about the documentary, what I'd really love for people to go watch it is because what I didn't realize about postpartum is that there's so many levels. So I was thankfully a low level where,
okay,
you know, I would just get sad and I would, you know, feel like I wasn't good enough. And then, you know, a few times had like the, you know, the suicidal thoughts, but the sad part
is you just roll it off your tongue like it's nothing. Suicidal thoughts postpartum.
Well, because it's been a long time now, but it is major, but it's not like these other women in this documentary. And it's so frightening what it can get to. And so I don't want to take away too much because I'd like people to go watch it, but you literally, there was a woman in the documentary that killed her child. So it can get to that level.
Oh my God.
And it's not like this lady was a psycho killer. It was, she snapped. Her hormones, she was a mess. She snapped and, you know.
Well,
you
know, I've heard a lot of that, and you know, I know that you're doing really well, and I think the whole process of having children and being a mom and growing older, society has really put pressure on women to always look good, to be perfect, to have careers, to have babies, to find a husband. If you don't have a husband, why? Are you a loser?
Yeah.
You know, oh, now you're aging. Now you're in your 30s and you haven't had children yet. What's going on? You know, I mean, there's so many. Then when you have babies, you're a little bit juicy here and there. Maybe you have stretch marks. And why do you have stretch marks? How come you couldn't just be perfect like that Instagram AI model that just popped out a kid? Wait, that's AI.
It's not real.
Not real. You know, and so there's so many pressures. And I want to touch base on that a little bit with you, because I know that you're more of a holistic woman, and we're both, you know, we're getting older and we're not like spring chickens anymore, but you look very healthy. We're taking good care of ourselves. Yep. How is it, you know, we both were on Real Housewives of Orange County, and we've both been through kind of that, you know, being in the public eye and being just eaten alive by fans, just tearing you apart for anything. How are you doing these days with your self-esteem and with just you in general? Because you still stay out there. You're still in the public eye.
Absolutely.
How do you, do you tell your children, you know, this is what you, just ignore everything? Do you read comments online?
No, I don't read comments. I think, you know, the older you get too, I just don't give a shit. I mean, I really don't.
Like,
I just,
especially when you look like you, though.
Well, and you know,
if you didn't look like you, you might give more of a shit.
And it's funny because I, you know, I was with Jacqueline yesterday, Jacqueline Larita from Jersey Housewives. And she, you know, she was like, oh, you know, I don't, like, people can be so mean online. And I'm like, I had a really good experience with Housewives. I mean, I quit, you know, they signed me to a 5-year contract and I got out of it. I quit.
Oh, you quit?
Yeah, I quit.
Oh, okay.
Whereas there, you know, like anything, there's going to be fake news.
Yeah.
And people, you know, said, oh, she didn't, you know, she got fired. I didn't get fired. I have my contract. I have, you know, 2-hour conversation with my attorney telling them she's not going to stay on this. They, you know, they were like trying to, like, you can't get out of this contract.
Yeah. Well, lucky you. They just canned my ass.
Well, you had a, I mean.
I had a 5-year contract too, but that didn't matter. They're
well,
like,
but you had a really unique situation having during COVID. I mean, I don't even know how you did that. Like, that was so, you know, so. Hats off to you for
it was a really sad, depressing season. I mean, I didn't get to meet anybody. I didn't get a red carpet. I didn't get press. We couldn't talk. We had masks on. We had COVID supervisors on set. If you were more than 10 feet, they would shut down production. So production, you know, Evolution did an excellent job just keeping production going.
Yeah.
We're in our garage, no hair and makeup. You're not allowed to be, producers are in a van.
I couldn't even imagine.
Remotely. I mean, it was just a disaster. And everyone's like, gosh, I can't believe, you had the worst season of your life. I'm like, well,
you're like, they only, it was only this, how I'm not supposed to, I'm stuck.
Well, and they brought up Bronwyn, which was great. She had a lot of storylines. So she was creating drama on her own because she's just full of drama.
Yeah.
My storyline, they brought up something so dark that my season, it was just a dark season. And I thought I was going on there to, drink tequila,
be positive and have
wear
fun.
Spanx, fall under a table, be with a bunch of boss bitches, you know, on Bravo television. That's what I thought it was going to be. It was nothing like that. But I still respect and had a huge appreciation for, like you, what came out on my season was pretty heavy. Yeah. And I was devastated when they fired me because I thought, well, now the next season I can redeem myself, you know, and get out of this hole. But I didn't get to. It was just, oh, poor Elizabeth. She's just this trashy chick from Missouri, you know, who came on and has all these daddy issues. I'm like, that's my personality on The Housewives.
But now you have your own show.
Now I've got my own show, Girl
Talk
Logic. But I do this for therapy. I wanted my own show just because I really enjoy with the women. Any woman that's on that show has a backbone. And it
absolutely
is not easy. And
it's not at all.
After the show was over and I was fired, I am still friends with a lot of them, like you.
I am, yeah.
And they're much, all of them. Much better off camera than on camera.
Yeah.
Camera is a different beast.
Camera is, you know, it's interesting because I kind of went on with the same attitude you did. I was like, I just want to have fun.
Yeah.
And my husband said that. He's like, listen, let's try this out. And if it's not fun, you leave, like whatever.
Obviously, you know? It wasn't fun, so you left.
Well, it's not that it wasn't fun. I had fun, but I think it was my circumstances. Like I was, you know, my youngest was only not even 2, or she was maybe just turned 2. And so I probably, even though I felt fine and I felt happy, I might've still had some of the depression and I had the anxiety. But what it was for me was I went in there thinking this is just going to be fun, but you can't do that with this type of a show. You have to go in there. And Tamara told me, you know, cause we were very, very good friends when we were on the show.
Yeah.
And she had told me, you have to look at this as a business. And in retrospect, I'm like, she was right. You have to go in there as this is a business. Yeah. I'm going to get my message out there.
You put from point A to point B.
Yeah. You get your products out there, like whatever.
Yeah.
And I went on there like, I'm just going to have fun. And I had fun. There was, you know, a lot of fun times.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, what I didn't like, and probably because I came from regular TV, is, you know, and it's not scripted at all.
No.
But they will
they
encourage you.
They have an agenda on there. They push.
They'll encourage you, like, hey, you had a fight with this person. We want to hear about it. So then you do your download, but then they want more of it. And they kept it doing it.
And then the one fight could last 3 different shows.
Yeah, like 4 shows. Yeah.
4 of them. You're like, oh my God.
So I think for me, I just realized that my anxiety level was getting so high and I was getting so skinny. Like, I mean, I'm naturally a thin girl.
Yeah.
Small bones, you know, my mom's like 98 pounds still to this day. So it's in my blood, but I was getting like too skinny. Yeah. I was just...
Because when you get that
I was stressed
level
out.
Of anxiety and being, I don't think, so I'm like you, a big supporter of women, supporting women, no matter what, you know,
absolutely.
I'm always like, come on, girl, talk logic. Let's bring a product.
Yeah.
Like for, you know, what do you want? Do you want, let's show, you know, women what we're all normal. We're all going through the same thing, just in different lives.
Yeah.
Like, you know, our lives are very tunnel vision. Well, you know, having to go on a show on the Housewives and getting eaten alive by women, I wasn't used to that.
Yes.
I was like, wait a minute, we're supposed to be supporting each other here, Gina.
Well, and that's what I thought.
Gina Kirschneider, quit eating me alive and stop drinking.
Well, and that's what I thought was so weird. Like, so when I went on, I met Lynn because she was really good friends with Tamara too.
Yeah.
And I thought Lynn was coming back. So the season that I came on, I thought Lynn was going to be coming on.
Oh, you didn't get to work with her. That's
I didn't.
Right.
Okay. So I guess, you know, that she didn't get her contract renewed and I thought she was going to be coming on. So then I felt so guilty because here we're hanging out and I was like, oh my God, I feel so bad. And she's like, no, I don't care, whatever. And so Lynn and I have always supported each other and we invite each other to everything. And you actually get more in numbers. So it's actually smart for housewives to go to things in groups. But what I thought was so odd is once I got on there, they weren't like that.
No.
The girls don't want to share their information. They don't want to share their events. They don't want to do that. You know, now I'm off and it's like different. I think people are more like that. But when you're on, it's like they're fighting for their position.
Okay, so I found that out too. I was not friends with any of them really during filming. And then afterwards, we all hang out and it's normal. I can just, hey, you want to go on the Duffy or, you know, Emily, you want to do this? You know,
well, there's a party here. Let's go to that.
There's a party here and you do it. And that's what event, should be on the show.
Yes.
But they don't have that on the show.
It originally was like that.
Was it?
You know?
Okay.
So before I was on, you know, because I'm not OG, but I'm like in the middle. And so I really loved like the seasons, you know, I was on 6 and a little bit of 7 and got out of my contract in 7. And I think my thought was if I stay on longer, you get addicted to it. You get, you know, because first 2 seasons, your money is not that great. It's like no big deal. And my husband does fine. Like he takes care of our family. It's fine. I didn't need the money. But as you get on further, the money does get good. So then you can get addicted to it. And then you get addicted to the lifestyle of doing
so
all these
I've
things.
Heard. I didn't experience it.
Well, yeah, I didn't experience it either. I didn't either. But what I'm saying is I felt like if I was going to exit, I should exit now. Because I felt like if I continued, then I would get locked in. And because now I feel like some of these women, they're so locked in that they'll like probably cut off their arm to stay on. You know what I mean? Like,
so that's what I have noticed that, you know, I was watching this season and Emily was really aggressive. I'm like, why is she so aggressive? Like she knows that she needs to step up to the plate. And I'm like, because I've never really seen Emily like that.
Like that, yeah.
And I was like, wow, like that's aggressive Emily. Emily is nothing like that I know.
Yeah.
So when I was watching it on screen, I'm like, and I get their clicks and they want to, you know, and, you know, I know Tamara. I don't know her, but I know of her from the show. And which, by the way, Tamara, if you're listening, I would love to have you on. But sorry what you're going through with Teddy, and we love you. And our prayers go out to everybody, by the way.
Yeah, to Teddy especially.
That's a really sad situation. But, you know, Tamara brings it. She knows how to bring
she
it on camera.
She knows what her job is, and she knows how to, you know, she knows how to deliver.
Yeah. But the realness of all of us, you know, it just doesn't, it seems like it's off screen. It's not on screen. I mean, it's real on screen, but I think if they could capture us really at home, it would be different.
It's real, but it's different. Because think about it. Like how many times, I mean, you and I hang in similar, we have a lot of mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
Have we ever been to a lunch and someone flips the table or?
Never. Oh my God. That trashy behavior would never happen.
I feel like what happens is, especially women that have never been in that business. Like I've been around a camera my whole life. So I don't need to like.
You have? I can't tell you.
And I'm not saying this, like, I'm not trying to be rude. So I hope like anyone watching, like any of the ex-housewives or current housewives, if you're watching this, I'm not bagging on anybody. I'm not saying, I just, in my own experience, I feel like some of them had never experienced anything like being around a TV or pictures or whatever. So they felt like they had to be more a certain way on camera.
Right.
You know, whereas I was like, I'm just going to be me. Like, I don't care, like it or not. Like, this is what you get.
Do you know any of the Beverly Hills housewives?
I do. I'm friends with Camille.
Oh, yeah, really? Camille. How's Camille? Yeah.
She's good. I mean, we will send messages on Instagram. Yeah. I feel like everybody now, you just do Instagram messages. But I mean, she's, you know, remarried.
She went through a bad divorce.
Bad divorce. But a great guy now. She's super happy.
Okay.
Her daughter models and gorgeous. I'm friendly. Well, I shouldn't say friendly. I know Adrian. Like, I've met Adrian, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, occasionally I'll talk to her. And then I've met Kyle. I mean, I think I've met Lisa. I love Lisa Vanderpump. She's not on anymore, but she's a wonderful
Lisa
lady.
Is phenomenal.
She's a badass
I mean,
when
I watched this one where she like redid the kitchen. She's just tore everything apart. I'm like,
Well, look at all her restaurants. I mean, yeah. That woman, I have so much respect for her. She's a boss babe for sure.
So let's get back into you. Let's talk about, so what, it says here you're really passionate about your health and wellness. That's obvious, right? But what else do you like doing in your spare time? Is there something that makes Peggy happy that maybe another woman could listen to this and go, maybe I should start doing that? Do you golf? Do you travel? Do you have something that you're doing? Do you
love traveling? You know, we didn't travel obviously during COVID, and then we moved twice, so we haven't really traveled too much recently. So okay. I told my husband, when I get home, we're getting the girls their new passports, and because they expired, I'm like, and we're going some places. Love to travel.
Where do you like going?
I've been to Italy a lot. I've done a couple of modeling jobs. I actually went to Italy with Michelle, our mutual friend Michelle. Yeah, we did a modeling job over there. And I love Italy. I've been to Greece, but only one country, one town, I should say. So I want to go back to Greece because my husband's part Greek too.
Greece is beautiful.
So yeah, but I've tried golfing. When I was single, I need to meet guys, like normal guys, because it's really hard in the OC. Like,
Country clubs is where it's at.
Orange County is a difficult place to meet guys. And so I took golf lessons just so I could meet guys. But then what I found is most of the guys were married and they either were nice and told you, or they just didn't tell you, and you'd see like the band around their finger, like the tan line.
That is, I mean, so I'm sure it's international, but Orange County.
Like, Orange County is its own country.
It's its own country. You have to just assume automatically that he's got a girlfriend sitting at home. He's supposed to be out with his guy friends, and he's married, or both. And you're just like the side piece. Like, you got to figure out where you stand right when you meet somebody. You're like, okay, like I remember my ex and I broke up and first I got divorced. So I said, I'm going to go out and go dating. Once you're on an Orange County Housewives show, the quality of men just diminishes.
But when you were married, you were in Washington, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But the thing about it is now I was divorced in Orange County. I get on this show. I'm thinking it'll be fine. It was a disaster. I get off of it. And now my whole life is exposed.
Yeah.
And the men that are attracted to me are like, want to be on TV
what
and famous.
What can you do for me?
What can you do for me? And they all want TMZ quality. It's like, dude, so I was attracting the worst style men. I'm like, oh my God, I do not need this. So, and what do I date? What do you date once you're married? But I'm single now. A lot of Beverly Hills, they're all single too.
Yeah.
Once you've been a housewife,
it's hard. Yeah.
The guys just completely don't think.
Well, look at Shannon. I mean, on RHSC. I mean, she's had a tough time.
How is she, by the way?
I don't talk to Shannon. I've met her, but I don't.
She's had a rough.
She's had a rough. You know, but she looks amazing.
Yeah,
she does. Gorgeous, and
that whole situation last year was. I mean, I know that you know Alexis, but
we're not friends anymore.
I understand that situation, but I couldn't, as a person, I didn't know Alexis. I couldn't sit there and watch. And I know Shannon, she's the nicest lady. Whenever something would happen, she was the first person to text me, "Are you okay?" Because I couldn't handle the reality thing. It was hard. It was
harsh.
That's
sweet.
And then all of a sudden, this is happening to her, and I'm thinking, I cannot be on Alexis's side on this one.
Well, here's the thing. I don't even really watch the show anymore. Like, I see clips of it. Because I just,
Instagram clips.
I don't have time. And we don't really watch reality in our house. Like, you know, we watch a lot of series.
And I don't blame you.
I just don't, there's no reason. So, you know, when you're on it, of course you got to watch it. But so here's the thing with Alexis. I mean, we were friends. We were true friends before the show.
Yeah.
But then when we got on the show, like she kept trying to say like, oh, you know, Peggy wants all this attention. If I wanted attention, I would have stayed on the show.
Right.
I'm the one that left. And she just, you know, so...
She turned against you then. She did TV, Alexis, versus your personal friend.
Yeah, and she... The thing is...
Excuse me.
The problem... So even though I didn't watch it, I saw clips enough last year. She went on there because I do feel like, in my opinion, she just loves attention and wants attention. So she gets back on.
You think?
Right. So good for her. Hey, listen, good for her. She got back on there. She's on.
Do you think she's really dating John? Is that really a real thing?
You know,
are they
funny
really going to get married?
It's funny you say that.
They're not getting married.
I'm like, I question it too. I was like, I don't know if she's really dating
him. She wanted to get back on.
But then people that I know that are friends with her, they said, no, it's real. And so if it is, I'm super happy for her. And that's great. But here's the thing that if I were her, I would have done it completely different. To go on a show, you're getting back on it. You're excited. You're finally back on TV. If you're going to go back on, don't even talk about John.
Because stop it.
You know, all you had to do was say once to Shannon, like, hey, I hope this isn't awkward. You know,
how could it not be awkward? Sorry, I'm banging your boyfriend to get back on a show.
Okay, but
I'm here.
But here's the thing. Like, they weren't friends. So, you know, they weren't friends. So if
it's like being in college, can't bang your boyfriend.
But if she genuinely met him and they genuinely, you know, love each other, fine, whatever.
Right.
So she should have just been like, hey, I'm sorry if this upsets you, if it's awkward, let's move past it. And that's it. And then she should have focused her attention on letting viewers know, like, what have you been doing since you divorced Jim? Like, how are you a different person? What was your experience? And then what are you
doing now?
Build
her up a little bit versus make her this massive villain.
So I think that she played her cards wrong. And I think she, you know, and I don't know, maybe, it, you know, maybe it was some of the editing. I have no idea.
It's the best season apparently in a while. So.
Apparently it brought the drama though. So I guess it
Thanks, Alexis. Yeah. You brought the drama. You brought it down a couple nights.
Well, and now, you know, next season will be good, I think, because they brought Gretchen back. And Gretchen's one of my best friends.
Okay, so I follow Gretchen and her Instagram's like this. Okay, so have you ever seen like the, you watch Disney, like the beautiful princesses.
The princess, yeah.
And you know, they,
everything's perfect.
Everything's hair, perfect. The perfect dresses, the perfect everything. I'm like, so I just follow her and I secretly kind of stalk like what her life. I'm like, she tries on stuff and she shows a little bit of skin, but not a lot. She's very elegant.
Well, and she does the same stuff, like the influencer creator stuff.
And she's really good at it.
She's
and I'm
great.
Always like, God, her lighting is always perfect. Yeah. Lighting is big. You just mentioned that earlier. I mean, and so I was like, well, as soon as I found out she was coming back on, I didn't even know. I'm like, yes, this is going to be good. Because once you get a good looking, like a healthy, good looking woman that takes care of herself and you can tell she's got a backbone, it's going to stir up this pot.
And her and Tamara have had this ongoing, you know.
So explain that. I guess they don't like each other.
They've had this horrible relationship. I don't remember which season it was. After I left, they did reconcile for one season.
Why did they get mad at each other?
I don't remember what season that was. There were so many things.
Just drama.
It was just drama stuff. And it was, you know, Tamara pulling stuff from it's not even my place to get into it, but I just know they've always had like this hatred for each other. I don't want to say hatred. They haven't gotten along. So, you know, and so it's going to be interesting what happens.
I love that. So once one housewife steps up the plate with health and beauty and Instagram, they all kind of, okay, well, maybe I should lose a little weight and be a little hotter.
Yeah. Well,
everyone's getting skinnier.
I'm like, everyone in Orange County is on Ozempic. So,
they are.
Or Mounjaro.
I'm on Trizepatide.
I'm not. I mean, thankfully, I don't need to be. But, you know, and I'm not saying, like, I'm not putting people down for doing it. Because a lot of people are really, like, I have friends that only did it for, like, 2 months or something. Because
I lost 50 pounds on Trizepatide. So
that's amazing.
I'm very
happy
with it.
Amazing. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not putting, you know, me personally, I'm holistic, so I probably would try and do more of a holistic approach.
Yeah.
And I do worry about, you know, the
aftermath.
I don't know if you saw the young girl, 24 years old, that went viral the other day, and she was on Ozempic for a year, and she just found out she's in full-blown osteoporosis, and they think it's from the Ozempic. So I don't know that.
Are you serious?
Like, I don't, that's just what I had heard. Like, I watched the video. And a lot of doctors are coming out now, like a lot of the holistic guys I follow, like Dr. Berg and Dr. Mercola. And so there's just a lot of scary things with it. They just don't know enough about it.
But so, Ozempic is a peptide, and Mounjaro is a trizepatide.
Okay.
So I think there's
I don't know the difference.
Yeah, so. I don't really know.
I don't know. All I know is that, you know, so my point was, is in Orange County, though, like everybody looks perfect. Like,
yeah. Well, no, Beverly Hills started looking perfect, too.
Well, Beverly Hills, too.
I mean, Beverly Hills stepped up their game.
Yeah.
I was like, ladies, you look hot. Oh, by the way, did you know? I don't even know what happened, but I really am curious what happened with Kyle and Mauricio. Have you heard?
She looks amazing. And they were so cute. I don't know. There's so much stuff
drama.
Out there. Like, you know, people said he cheated. Like, I have no idea. And then people, you know, then she's supposedly with this
Morgan
and, but then she says she's not. I have no idea, but it's sad.
Yeah.
I kind of hope, like, maybe they'll actually reconcile because.
Me too. That's what
because something happened. Didn't something happen recently? And was she in the hospital or he was or something? Oh, he was I think he had a ski accident maybe or something happened.
I didn't hear about this. Okay.
Something happened and she was like there for him. And I was like, oh, maybe you know. And she said, like, it's hard to not have him in the house. Like, it's weird.
Well, yeah. I mean, imagine you're with that person, you know. I know when I got divorced, as much as everyone thinks, you know, that was dumb for me to divorce him, but I was miserable and I couldn't get happy. But then once he was gone, I was just sad. I was sad.
Well,
forever.
It's sad
like
to end something.
20 years with somebody and then they're just not there.
I didn't realize you guys were together 20 years.
20 years.
Mike and I are 20 years this June.
2000 we met.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's sad because it's even if it's 5 years, I mean, it's just when you choose to make somebody your soulmate, like, and then all of a sudden that ends. I mean, that's sad.
Yeah. I mean, it's so, you know, life in the spotlight is definitely something different. You know, we've got, you know, you've stayed in the spotlight since you were on The Housewives. I'm doing this show for, I like to call it me therapy. You know, just shoot the shit and talk.
No, but you're helping people.
Yeah.
I love it. You're
and I know that you, you know, you're big into, so, okay, so tell me something. while we're on the show, you did something very important yesterday, and I watched it because I had some breast issues.
Oh,
and
yes.
You went and met with OC Breast Wellness.
So OC Breast Wellness is in Fountain Valley. Okay. They're off Warner, and they're amazing. So I've been going to them for probably 6 years, probably more than that. My mother-in-law had told me years ago, you know, she was, like I said, a naturopath. She said, honey, do not get a mammogram when you're, you know, because I think it was at 40, they tell you at 40?
Yeah, 40 plus.
40, you're supposed to start getting a mammogram.
I just started.
I had never had one. So I've never had one and I never will. And I'm not.
Really?
I'm not.
Am I not supposed to be?
Well, and I'm not a doctor once again.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm sure mammograms have helped people. But for me personally, it was a choice that I, you know, from what.
It's a squish.
It squishes everything.
Yeah.
So the woman who started OC Breast Wellness, Janice.
Hi, Janice. I'm coming to see you.
Yes.
I need to check my boobs.
I'm sending
the girls.
She needs to have an ultrasound.
No, I do. I don't know what to do.
What they do at OC Breast Wellness is they do ultrasound. And the important thing about ultrasound is they can actually see things that a mammogram can't. But more importantly is for women like us that have implants.
Yeah.
The mammogram, I mean, Janice, her implants popped from the mammogram. So that's when she was like, I've got to find another solution. And then she opened OC Breast Wellness.
Wait, her implants, because I wondered if it was going to pop. She's like, oh, just stand
so
like
her
this.
Her implants literally popped from doing a mammogram.
And they wouldn't cover it, did they? Because she had to sign a waiver, right?
No.
So she had to pay for it.
So she started OC Breast Wellness. So I've been going there for at least 6-7 years. I've taken Gretchen in there with me. I've gotten Lizzie in there. I've gotten, you know, now Jacqueline's going to be going. Lynn's going.
So I'm going.
You're going. All the girls are going. And not just house husbands. I mean, I want everybody to go. Like, and I have so many fans that reach out and they're like, thank you so much. I didn't know about this. I didn't know this was an option. And it's heaven. Like, from what I've been told, because I've never done a mammogram, it's like so sterile.
No,
and
it is
the
worst.
Hospital,
I have a video of it. It is the worst.
Yeah, I think I watched your story.
Ever.
And it's like you've got the gown on and it's freezing cold in there. Okay, you go into OC Breast Wellness. It's like so pretty. And you go and
which
she's
it
got.
It should be. It's a traumatic experience.
She has no lights on, so you don't have those ugly like fluorescent lights. You know, you lay on the bed. There's a heated blanket. She puts some heated gel on you. The ultrasound goes around. You're watching it on the screen.
And you she see any lumps or anything.
She gives you the report right then and there. So you're not stressed out for a week waiting for the day.
Yeah, and then I had to wait for a call. And I was going to Europe. I'm like, oh my God, this, if I'm positive, I can't leave. If I'm, I mean, like, someone tell me. And then you leave. And they're super sweet over in Hoke Hospital. The breast center was very sweet. But it was
amazing,
cold and like miserable. And you're sitting in a room by yourself. And then the one person comes in. And then, you know, then they're kind of
you're
going
to love
you,
OC Breast Wellness.
So does she have an ecosystem? So say you do get diagnosed, she does see something. Then what? Does she have an ecosystem?
So I actually had that happen to me this time last year. So I flew out here. I was living in Dallas at the time. And my sister's husband was having a birthday party. So I flew out. And I was like, well, since I'm here, I'm going to get my breasts done. Because I trust them. I love them. And so Jordan's my girl. And so I go in and she's like, and my left breast, you know, has always been a little bit, you know, how you always have one that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
So my left one's always been like a little bit harder, I guess, or, you know, they're pretty soft. I massage
it. It kept your contraction then. So you get a little bit more scar tissue on this.
Yeah.
Side.
And so I do have like these two little lumps that have been there forever. And Jordan always makes sure she's, you know,
They're benign.
Going over that. And so they're just like a little scar tissue. But last year in February, it was earlier February, but I was in there. And Gretchen was with me, and I she goes, Peggy, there's some weird stuff going on. Like, I need you to go get an MRI. So so I'm like crying. I'm like calling Micah because you know he's back in Texas. I'm like, I'm about to get an MRI. I don't know what's going on. He's like, you're gonna be fine. Everything's fine. Like whatever. So I call Dr. Anton. He's like, okay, we're gonna write you a prescription to get the MRI. I go back to Texas. I get the MRI. Thank God it was scar tissue, and it was.
Oh,
just,
thank God.
So
did you pull it from working out? Because I was told that you can create those lumps by working out or
it could have been from that.
Too much Pilates or something. Do you do Pilates or stretch?
I do Pilates. Okay. I do reformer.
You look like a Pilates person.
I am Pilates.
I wish I was a Pilates person. I'm more big bone juicy. You're more just lean and mean. I'm like, I'm a kicker. I can't do the whole yoga Pilates thing.
I'll take you. You would love Pilates.
Okay.
Because I'm hyper. Like, and you're hyper.
Yeah, you
like,
are.
So actually, you people think like, you can't like, oh, Pilates and yoga, it's too like zen. It's not. Pilates is, yoga was a little zen for me. Pilates is cool because if you're doing the reformer, it's fast and you can do the jump board, it's fine.
Everybody tells me to do
but
it.
But back to the boobs. So I had, you know, so yes, if there is an issue, they're going to send you to get an MRI.
Okay.
And they might send you to get a mammogram too.
Yeah.
But I just, me personally, I think if there's an easier and safer alternative, why not do an ultrasound? And if you do have an issue, then go do the mammogram. But I would, if women that have implants, I would tell you to start with the ultrasound.
Start with the ultrasound. Go see OC.
OC Breast Wellness in Fountain Valley.
OC Breast Wellness Center in Fountain Valley.
Yeah.
And who do they ask for?
Well, Jordan, but she's going on maternity leave. Oh. She's super pregnant, so cute. And so if you watch my Instagram stories yesterday, I introduced Anna.
Yeah, there was a new woman on there.
A new woman, Anna, who's going to now take over for Jordan until Jordan comes back.
But you called her Anna, I think.
Anna. Or Anna, yeah, it was Anna. Listen, you got the little, she has all the little details. I love it.
I'm a stalker. I'm like, okay, who's Anna? Well, because I'm, genuinely curious, not just, obviously on this show, Girl Talk Logic, I love to educate you, my audience. You guys all know I like to bring some, bit of information to you every time I have a guest on. And Peggy happens to be into health and wellness, which we all love. We all want to stay youthful for the rest of our lives. So that's why one piece that I wanted to bring up, because it's a hugely important topic that taboo to talk about.
Yeah.
Because I went through this very, very, very tough situation where I had explants and the whole thing and reconstruction with Dr. Calvert.
And yeah, I say you went to Dr. Calvert. And did I tell you the funny thing about Dr. Calvert?
No.
So when I redid my boobs on an RHOC,
yeah,
I interviewed like four doctors.
Okay.
And Dr. Calvert was one of the doctors I interviewed.
Oh.
And yeah. I almost picked him. And
he's fabulous.
I love him. And we're actually good friends. And he's actually, I did a whole laser thing with him a couple years ago and we videotaped it and all this stuff. And
he has an office right here now in Orange County.
Yeah, well, no, he's had it forever, though. His main one was in Beverly Hills, but he always had a smaller one here.
Okay,
now he's made the one here much bigger.
Okay. So, he's a guitar player, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I saw you and Michelle were at the...
couldn't believe it. I'm like, you're playing bass
so cool.
And you do boobs?
It's so cool.
Awesome.
No, he's such a cool guy. I saw you guys were there. You were at the concert. I interviewed with him. I interviewed with Dubrow.
Oh, yeah.
Really
funny. Dubrow. Okay.
And that's actually a funny story, too, because... I like to joke and say, oh, well, I'm kind of responsible for getting Heather on the show. Not really. But so when I went to interview with Dubrow, he loved the camera. Like he was.
Of course.
So
he's not botched. I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah. But this was way before botched. I mean, he didn't even have botched. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So when we were filming, we go out to the parking lot. We were like done with the, him checking my boobs out. And we leave and he comes, running out and is like, hey, I want to get your guys' card to Evolution. He's like, I want to pitch you guys on a show or something. And then, so
you're responsible for botched?
I'm not responsible.
Are you responsible for? Oh, me?
No. So what I was joking about was saying that because I was there and he was saying like, oh, I'd love to pitch you guys a show.
Yeah.
Apparently he was going to, I think they were talking about Heather was going to do something with her friends. They were going to open a restaurant or something. So they weren't interested and they told her, well, why don't you try out for Housewives? So that's how it all, because I was there, it kind of got him to then say to Heather.
Come on, just say I helped create the whole snowball. No, they're a great couple. They're really good TV.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
And I love her champagne. I'm like, everyone's like hating on her champagne. I'm like, oh, shut up.
I haven't tried it.
She wants her champagne coming out of a wall. Let it come out of a wall.
Let
I don't
it
care.
Come out of wherever.
That's like, the most bougie thing
ever.
Hey,
with her old house, like it can come out anywhere. That thing was gorgeous.
Oh, really? I never went.
Oh, yeah. I didn't go to the house, but just seen it on TV. I mean, it was.
Did you see that new one? They bought a $10 million fixer-upper in Beverly Hills.
They have a high rise and then they also bought the house now. So
yeah, something like that.
They're a power couple for sure.
They are. And he's so good on botched. I mean, he's great.
He's great. Yeah.
And Terry Dubrow's nose was just done by Dr. Calvert.
By Dr. Calvert.
Dr. Calvert did Terry's nose and he had just finished with my boobs. And he goes, well, I might have a stint, but I can't tell you. I'm under NDA. I go, for what? He's like,
that's so funny.
I can't tell you. And then all of a sudden, poof, it comes out. He did Terry DeBro's nose. I'm like, and those was good.
Yeah, that's
a huge difference.
But I like that. I think for men especially,
natural.
It's better to just do a little bit. So it's like you look at the person and you're like, you look better, but I don't know why.
So any books coming out? Anything exciting? What can we expect from you in the next year?
Well, I've been, I love hosting. That's what I've done my whole life.
Maybe you need your own show.
Well, so I did do a show before I moved. I was doing, it was called Ageless. And I did it was a whole skincare, like teaching people holistic and skincare and teaching them about lasers and what's the difference between Morpheus and the microneedling and like all that stuff. So
because you don't know what to pick. Yeah.
People don't know what to pick. So they're always reaching out to me. So I had my show Ageless. I tried to get it going in Dallas, just didn't really work out, but I ended up doing some stuff with CBS in Dallas and that was really fun. I was on a lifestyle show there.
Okay.
So I hosted that. Now I'm in Florida and I'm working with NBC in Florida. So back to kind of the Bravo family or NBC family. And there's a great show down there called South Florida Live in Fort Lauderdale. And I do a segment on there. So a lifestyle segment. And
so you're still in the limelight and it makes you happy.
That's
you seem like you're glowing today. You just seem really satisfied with who you are, your life and everything.
I am. I think I'm,
you went through the journey.
My kids are great. My husband's great. We're, we're out of California, which I love California. I miss it, but we're away from.
We miss you too. Look, I even had a painting done. right there. That's not me. Don't worry. It's the movie.
I love that. That's but, yeah, is that Robin?
So Sinister Monopoly is an artist, and he paints all this stuff,
and he
switches it out. And I commissioned that one. I'm like, hey, but the problem is we don't have the studio on there, so I'm going to put the studio on the side. So
there's a Lady Robin that's in Laguna Beach, and she does very similar stuff.
You know what? It's very popular to do this stuff right now.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it. I was just in Aspen, and like every piece of artwork's like this.
Oh, how funny.
I'm like, oh, maybe I thought I was like ahead of the game, but apparently.
Well, and they're doing the champagne bottles now, and like they're doing all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
So Peggy, we have some questions from the audience.
All right, let's hear.
Let's get back into this. So I had told everybody last week to call in and ask you some questions. We've got like a ton of them. I mean, we have people that called in from everywhere.
I love it. Thank you, everybody.
So there's literally like over 20, but we're not gonna get into all of them. Here I put the wrong one. Let's get into this. Okay. We've got James from Texas.
Hey.
Hey, James. What's up?
I was in Texas for a little bit.
Maybe it's because, you know, he knows you from Texas, but.
No, I'm not from there. I was just living
there. Just lived there for a little bit. Is it better to be, normally I have women call in, so this is kind of nice. We had a gentleman, so thank you, James. You know, we don't discriminate here. Is it better to be financially stable before getting married, or should love be enough to figure things out together?
Oh, that's a good question.
And just look straight at your camera and...
Ah, God, I think kind of both. I mean, I feel like what I'm trying to instill in my daughters, and I feel like in Orange County, I feel like there's so much wealth here. And a lot of women, sometimes they go for just that. And I've never been one to do that. Like I met my husband. Yes, it was great that, you know, he had a nice house and he did well, but that wasn't what defined it. Like I was attracted to him and his personality. But I think women should have their own thing going on before they find love. Or, you know, my mom always taught us like, go to college, get a job.
Yeah. Have your own backbone, find the love of your life. And,
you know, but then again, listen, there's no wrong or right thing. So if you meet the love of your life and you don't have your shit together yet, who cares? Do it together. You guys can do it together.
Great.
You
know? Do it together.
Yeah.
But also have your own backbone, do it together, find the love of your life.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, Ava from Florida.
Hey, what part of Florida? I'm a Floridian now.
It just says from Florida. Yeah, you are. You're a local now.
I'm local.
How do I move on from someone I thought was the one, but ended up breaking my heart?
Oh, I'm so sorry you're going through that. My mom gave me really good advice. People might think it's morbid advice, but hey, it got me through my breakups. She always told me, picture that the person is dead.
Oh my God, that's harsh.
And it's harsh, but I swear to God it works, because the problem is, especially women, we're very emotional. And in the evenings, we get more emotional. And if you've had some cocktails, you get way more emotional. So then you want to call the person or text them, especially like right when the breakup happens. And if you think that they're dead, it's like, oh, they're gone. I can't
call
them.
Do you delete them out of your phone too? Everything?
Oh, yeah.
Or you block them or
it's
what?
It's been so long since I've been single. I mean, I've been married for 20 years coming up in June, and we've been together 22. So I don't even remember those days. But yeah, I would literally like, okay, they're dead. I would, you know... I mean, there was no social media when I was single, so we didn't have all the crazy.
We didn't have OnlyFans. Just go
we didn't
out
have
there.
Any of this. Like, I literally think Match.com had just come out, and my husband and I, neither one of us had ever even looked at it or been on there. So we're kind of like purebred, I guess. But yeah, I would just say, you know,
just block them and pretend they're dead.
You know, and here's the thing. I want to also touch on the pun that you said, like you thought he was the one. I truly feel like there could be a lot of the ones. It depends on where you're at in your life at that time, because you're a whole different person at 20 and at 30 and at 40. So he might have been the one, but just
at the time,
like, so stay positive, because in another year you might really meet the one. And
yeah,
you'll look back and go, oh my God, I just would have just ruined my life if it would have been him.
So you haven't met the one for a reason. So when you do meet the one, you'll be ready.
Well, and I think God puts us where we're supposed to be at the time it's supposed to happen. So everything happens the way it's supposed to. The universe will make it happen when it's the right time.
Great, great answer. I took that to heart. Okay. So I'm like listening. So we've got Liam from New York. Hi, Liam.
Hi, Liam.
My partner and I have completely, oh, this is good. My partner and I have completely different political views.
Oh God.
Can we still make it work long term? So what does that mean? That must mean.
I don't know, because.
It's election year. So it's been a rough one.
It's been rough. And I don't know how to answer that. I would say, you know, if you can agree to disagree and you just don't talk about it. But the problem is, I mean, I'm such a strong personality, like I couldn't do it. So I wish you luck, because I know I couldn't do it. I mean, because they don't, people don't get, you know, like even with me with, you know, not immunizing my kids, like there's like some crazy women out there. They're like, oh my God, you're psycho. And
we're in Orange County. It's full on Trump.
Yeah, no, here it's all Trump, which is amazing. But, you know, so it's tough. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know if I can get along.
I wish you guys luck. You know, what I want to say is, well, I don't want to get into that, but maybe.
Say what you want to say, because well, no one says it, no one ever hears it.
Well, depending upon what side you're on, Liam, we should talk. If you're on the side that hopefully you are, you should wake him up.
Oh my God,
that's what I'm going to say.
I love it. All right, next, we're not going to, that was, we know exactly what
you
said.
People are going to hate me, but whatever.
Okay, so this is a good one, because you married young. So this is Mia from Illinois. Hi, Mia.
Hi, Mia.
How's it going?
I like your name.
I like the name.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is settling down in your 20s too soon, or is it just about finding the right person? So this is early love. This is so, like real love.
My mom, once again, I love my mom, and she's just a world of advice. So she always told me, never get married and have children until you're at least 30. And my sisters and I all listened to her. You know, I think it really depends on the person, and it also depends where you are. If she's in Illinois, right?
Yes.
So in somewhere like Illinois, I think it's more wholesome there. And it, you know, if you guys align in all ways that are important to you, mm-hmm. it might be the right one. But I think for me, growing up in Orange County, it's crazy here. And, you know, so for me, I traveled everywhere, and I went through all of Europe with a backpack. I mean, so I did some crazy stuff, and I modeled, and I, you know, did all this stuff. And then, you know, but I do sometimes wish I would have met my husband a little bit earlier. And what's very interesting is I feel like in Orange County, women are having babies at 45, no big deal.
Yeah.
But all over the country, it's like, no, that's way too old. And what's interesting with my girls are teens, they're saying, oh, mom, it's going back to how it used to be. So, you know, back when we grew up, like,
your 20s was when
kids
you had
children. The people were getting married in 20, yeah. 25 and having kids. Mm-hmm. Then it got older. And now it seems like it's going back.
So. Maybe it got older in Orange County and it's just remained the same around the whole
probably.
Country. And we just,
probably.
Our little bubble, we're like, you can have children at 90. Yeah. Yes.
Probably.
Take my DNA.
Give me stem cells.
Yeah, I was just told I can have children with my DNA. They can create eggs out of it, incubate a child in an incubator. So now women can
that's
now
amazing.
Have children at any age.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah. So,
that's
I mean,
cool.
For me, I was depressed because I'm turning 50 and I'm like, oh my God, I'm old.
I can't
old.
Believe you're joining my club.
Well, at first I didn't know I was going through depression. And then I realized I kind of was. Like I don't have depression. And I was like, I was so sad the last couple weeks and I'm stressed out. Where am I going with my life? I'm like, wait a minute, I've already gone there. I'm already there.
No.
So it was because, you know, men think you're old and you're expired.
Yeah, so but that's Orange County, honestly.
Once you can't have children, you're like useless to these men. So it's like, I feel, you feel kind of like you want a date, but you know, you can't have children for them. So, but now I guess we can have children at any age and we could pick as young a guy as we want.
So you don't even need the guy.
No, so that's what I just found out. So now I'm not depressed going into my 50s. I'm like,
well, and you shouldn't
you could
be.
Pull a piece of my butt crack out and have a child? Yes.
You shouldn't be because you look amazing. You're doing
Thank
great.
You.
And here's the thing. When you get into your 50s, I'll tell you, for me, you don't give a shit.
Really? Okay. I'm nervous. So, I don't know why. I'm like, I'm kind of like.
Embrace it and love it.
Okay.
Because you get this like power where you're just like, I don't care anymore. You want to talk smack on me? Go for it. You want to say rude comments? Go for it. I don't care.
Okay. I want that to hit me. Because Kelly Dodd eats me alive all the time. Apparently she gives me more airtime than any other ex-housewife.
Oh, geez.
And so I got to just get over. I'm like, okay, I can't believe I'm dealing with these childish people at 50. I'm still
You guys were like friends for a while.
Yeah. But I don't know. She just hates me. I can't figure it out, but I have to just realize it's okay to be hated by people. It's okay to
it's
be loved
okay.
by people.
Because half the time, it's not even you, it's them.
Yeah, okay.
So,
well, we won't, sorry, Kelly, but I know
no, I'm not
still
saying
mad
that
at
about her. I'm just saying, like, in general, like, a lot of times it's just something they're going through. You know, who knows? But so back to Mia.
Mia,
I don't really know the best answer for you. I would just say that
settle down when you want to settle down.
Settle down when you want to.
Make it
and
work.
There's no rules in life.
No.
You know, and if it ends up not working out, so be it. It'll work out again later.
Good answer. It'll work out again later. Just try it. And if you don't try it, then you'll
try again.
Yes. Okay. So Noah from Washington. Now, this is an interesting one.
Hey, Noah.
Is it normal to feel like you're falling out of love, even in a healthy relationship?
Wow. That's
Ooh,
that's sad.
That's a sad one.
Well, it depends on how long you've been married. I know when my husband and I were at 7 years, people were like, oh, the 7-year itch. And maybe it like literally maybe because people were saying that it got in my subconscious. But then I do remember like at 7 years going like, he's kind of bugging me, you know, but then they're like, we got through it. And then, you know, like now we're coming up on 20. It's like, God, you know, like now I'm going like, oh my God, we're getting older. You know, are we going to have enough in common when the kids get out, you know, are they out of the house? Like, so now I'm going through that whole thing. But honestly, it, for me, I chose marriage. I take marriage very seriously.
You love and family and you love your spiritual.
Love family, you, spiritual. My parents were married for 50 some years before my dad passed. And so to me, when you make the choice to get married, you make that choice and it's not taken lightly.
No.
So you don't just get mad at someone one day and go, oh, we're going to get divorced. And they do that a lot in Orange County, I feel like.
Yeah.
I think Orange County's rate is 85% in Orange County for divorce. So I think that if you guys are struggling right now, I'm really sorry. And I would say, you know, maybe go to counseling.
Yeah, I should have done that. I should have tried.
Tried counseling.
I tried really hard, but I couldn't.
Or try, you know, maybe there's something missing in you, or maybe there's something missing in him. Like you guys aren't happy enough with your own self.
Yeah.
And you're trying to rely on the other person to make you happy. So maybe you need to take up a new hobby, get a new job, you know, go on a trip.
Yeah. So. I mean, or maybe he's being distracted by how much women are online.
Well,
so you can, if you're online on, and you scroll and there's AI women everywhere, you're going to get distracted and you're going to feel like you're falling out of love because there's so much out there.
Yeah.
When really you're still in love, you just are distracted. So maybe stay off your phone a little bit.
I think, I mean, I'm so lucky because my husband has no social media.
Oh, you're so
lucky. He's like, that social media is for children. So he doesn't care about it. So I'm like, thank God, because I do think that really.
Well, you're really into social media. You have to be. You're in television. Yeah. So I think the two of you compliment because he's not and you are.
Yeah.
Okay, last question from a Floridian.
Ryan
from Florida. We got a lot of guys calling
Ryan.
All right. Right. My girlfriend wants to get married soon, but I feel like we're not ready. Oof. How do I tell her without hurting her feelings?
You sound super sweet that you're approaching it this way and saying, you know, you don't want to hurt her and that you're just not ready yet. I wish I knew your ages, but
it doesn't say. Yeah.
So,
It says girlfriend, so I'm assuming young. I mean,
here's the thing. Well, no, because
yeah, I guess you're right.
You have a boyfriend, like people have boyfriends and girlfriends at all ages. So I think So there's two sides to it. I think that sometimes I feel like if both people aren't at the same place at the same time, it's probably not going to work out.
Right. Kind of like political views. Like if you don't agree, you're probably not
it's probably not going to work out because it's just bad timing.
Yeah.
But I also feel like if you really feel like she is the one, but you personally don't feel like you're ready, talk to her. Just say, listen, I'm not saying that you're not the one. Like, but give her also reasons. Like
you're not the run now.
You know, like, and maybe it's a financial thing, like with his career, I don't know what he does, but it could be like, okay, I want to get to this level before that. So, but then on the other side of that coin is I had a friend give me the best advice one time. She said, Peggy, there's no right time to get pregnant. Cause I was like, oh, when should I get pregnant?
Yeah, there's never a right time.
There's never a right time. No. So you could go through your whole life and be like, oh, I got to wait till this happens. That may never happen. So you might, Ryan, need to dig deeper because she may not be the one to you.
Yeah. And I that's my take on it also. And when a guy's not ready, she's just not the one.
She's not
like
the
when
one.
I was told, and I don't know if this is right, you tell me, when the man's ready, he's ready. And he knows that.
My husband, when I met my husband,
he knows.
He was engaged before me and he went through a very bad breakup and his heart was broken. And he was like, I'm never dating. I'm done with whatever. He met me and he was dating a lot of girls and he was very honest with me. He's like, I've got like 5 girls I'm dating right now. I'm like, good for you. But he was honest.
Yeah.
So then our second date, he said, I don't want to sound psycho, but I think I'm going to marry you. And I know
See, that's what I was told.
So then we're out one night at Steele's Yard House and this girl.
Hi, Steele. We love you.
Hi, Steele. I've known Steele longer than anybody, I have to tell you.
Really? Oh, yeah. Steele.
I knew him back.
Give me some juice.
I knew him back when he started the Long Beach one.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's how I met him.
You guys are both models. He was a model.
That's not how we met, though. I was dating a hockey player at the time.
And okay.
So we always went to all the hockey players went to the Long Beach Yard House. So that's how we met. Anyways, whole other topic. But going back on the, I'm like, wait, we were talking about the dating stuff and the, or no. What were
yeah, he's not ready to get married.
He's not ready to get married. So Micah told me on our second date, he goes, if you feel the same or if you, you know, then I think we should just go for it and don't play games. And so we went for it. So he knew. So I feel like guys know.
Yeah, they absolutely
Women, do. We can be a little more fickle and like all over the board, but guys know.
There's your answer. You'll know when you know.
You do.
And if you don't know, that means she's probably not the right person for you, or you're just not ready yet. Peggy, I can't thank you enough for coming on today.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Just sharing your positive energy and your life, your beauty, your aura is wonderful.
Thank you, honey.
Spreading the joy of OC Wellness Center, right? OC Breast Wellness.
OC Breast Wellness, absolutely.
And how important it is to go get checked. And, you know, there's resources. We're going to throw that website up on the screen if she doesn't mind.
She'll be thankful. Thank you.
And, you know, I really wanted to do like a workout thing with you today. Talk about what you do for, you know, stretching and everything, but we're not going to get into it. We ran out of time.
Another time. Next time I'm in town.
When I'm in town next year. I only had you for like an hour. Literally, I'm so thrilled that I got you on the set. So we'll have to have some of the Lynn come on. We could just do like tea, cocktails.
We should have a reunion.
Yes.
It'll be Girl Talk Logic reunion.
Girl Talk Logic reunion. Yes. I mean, I always say everybody, I'm like, I love listening to their stories and how you got on The Housewives, who you are now. Postpartum depression is a real thing.
Real thing.
Sharing your story. I did not know this. I started researching you and I'm like, wow, because your energy and your aura is so good. That takes a lot of strength to really build yourself up from coming from a dark place like that.
Absolutely.
And if you can share, I mean, Orange County Housewife, both you and me, they exposed a lot of stuff. It was traumatic for me. But once it got out, people reach out to you and just be able to help other women
absolutely
that are going through something. You're a blessing to so many women. You're a blessing to us today.
Thank you so much for coming.
We can't thank you enough for coming on today. You have been fabulous. And just for coming on, we have a little gift for you.
The blue Tiffany bag.
A couple of them.
You guys are so nice.
We got you. You can open it later, but we just want to say a little love. And it was just Valentine's Day. So when you open those up, just think of us.
Thank you so much.
And there's a couple little things in there for you. And we also, we got you one more thing. Do you have the... We're going to take photo shoot right afterwards. Okay, so you still have it on camera? So we got this for you. So
what?
When you're in Florida,
that is
you can
so
think
gorgeous.
Of us. You can think of us.
And I'm a horse girl. That's so crazy.
I know. That's why... Hello.
Oh, my God.
We knew this.
I love that.
So here you are. And I know that you'll think of us when you think of Girl Talk Logic. It's obviously not real Hermes. How do you say it? Hermes. I'm not an Hermes gal, but here you go. So I don't know how you're going to get it home, but we will ship it for you. Some photo shoots. But again, honey, thank you for watching this episode of Girl Talk Logic. I'm Elizabeth Vargas.
I'm Peggy Tanos. Thank you so much.
Watch, follow, subscribe, support us on Patreon. But more importantly,
YouTube.
Subscribe on YouTube. We love you. Woo! Got it. Okay.